One morning a couple of years ago, I was standing in line at the coffee shop in Bolton Hill, the neighborhood where I live. The young woman behind the counter was new at the job, and she was chatty, so it took a while for me to get up to the head of the line. As I was standing behind the last guy in front of me, she was chatting with him, and I overheard that she was from Buffalo, New York. So when I got up to the head of the line, I said, "You're from Buffalo. Is Buffalo like Baltimore?" Because people have every now and then suggested to me it might be. She looked at me like I had four heads. "No," she said, "Buffalo's nothing like Baltimore." She thought. She looked at me and she said, "Well, maybe Buffalo's like what Baltimore was before Baltimore got cool." That really hit me, because I remembered where I was when I was her age. I was a graduate student in Boston, Massachusetts. It was the late 1970s. And those of us who were 25 in 1978 in Boston, Massachusetts, thought that Boston was the greatest place in the world. It was just a wonderful place to be 25. But I also knew a lot of people who were 55 years old or 60 years old in Boston in 1978. Many of them were living wonderful lives, because I rented a room in a neighborhood called Beacon Hill where many people were quite prosperous. According to them, Boston could have been the great city in the United States, but they missed their chance. New York got it. Well, now it is 2014. And if you have been to Boston recently, you know that Boston is one of the great cities of the world. The people who were 25 years old when I was 25 are now 61 when I'm 61. They're running Boston, and their prophecy, their delight in Boston, their feeling that Boston was the greatest city in the world, well, that's proved to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Baltimore today is a place that's a lot like Boston in 1978. Most of the people I know, people who are my age, 55 or 60 years old, even if they're living very nice lives, don't take it very seriously because they think, well, Baltimore, you know, it's not New York, it's not Boston. But people who are 25, they think that Baltimore is one of the greatest places in the world. They think they're immensely lucky to be here. And when people ask me, what's the future of Baltimore like? I say, well, I don't know, but I know what part of it's like. And part of it is like the future that Boston had before it. Back in 1978 in Boston, people who were 60 years old couldn't see it, but people who were 25 could see it, and they made it happen, and that is happening right now in Baltimore.